Now, our mate Caleb Bond, we've just tracked him down in Adelaide because we've been telling you that all of South Australia is without power. They've got this heavy weather event which is hitting Adelaide and other parts of South Australia at the moment. And about, 45 minutes or so ago, we brought you the news that all of South Australia was without power. An emergency power shutdown has isolated South Australia from the national grid. And we're being told that power will not be back up and running in South Australia until at least 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Caleb Bond is on the line. He's working for the Adelaide Advertiser these days. Caleb, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Look, what's going on there, mate?
I've got to tell you, the whole of Adelaide is out of power. The whole state is out of power, except for the Advertiser building.
You're kidding.
We're smart enough to have generators in here. So, you see, we don't get to go home early or knock off or any of this sort of thing. They make us stick around and do work because they've got all the computers hooked up to generators.
Now, look, I know that you guys are fortunate there to have the generators at the Adelaide Advertiser, but for the rest of the state, I mean, these guys are absolutely out of it at the moment, trying to work out what to do. I mean, I don't know how you keep a family or young kids amused if you're without power for half an hour. These people are going to be doing it for, well, tonight and well into tomorrow morning. Do we know what's caused this?
Well, no one is entirely sure yet. I heard some reports earlier that it has something to do with the flow of power coming from somewhere out Fort Pirie way. Something was struck by lightning, a line was struck by lightning, and it sort of caused this surge of power to go to all the other networks, which has caused what one might call a safety switch to turn, and that essentially means the whole state is out. Which is quite an incredible thing. I don't think it's ever happened before. So we've got this sort of carnage and chaos going on. We don't have any traffic lights. And, of course, people aren't sensible enough to sort of get the idea. You don't bank up across intersections and so on. So
sure.
The roads are a mess where there's no trains, no trams. It's unbelievable.
I remember there was a warning, and I'm just digging it up now. This was from August of this year. South Australia will be at greater risk of more blackouts because of a dwindling power supply caused by predicted Victorian coal-fired generator downturns or closures aimed at slashing greenhouse gas emissions. SA's electricity supplies have tightened since the May shutdown of Port Augusta's Northern Power Station, and there's intense speculation about potential mothballing of giant Victorian coal-fired generators at Yallourn and Hazelwood in the Latrobe Valley. So I don't know whether it's got anything to do with that, but if it does, I'll tell you what, politically there's going to be a Barney on over all of this.
Oh, yes, I would imagine there would be a fair bit to follow up here, particularly all the conversation we're having around at the moment with wind power here in SA. I think in SA we have the highest proportion of renewable energy of any state in Australia. So it will be interesting to see how that pans out. But yes, it is interesting times in South Australia, to say the least.
All right. Well, look, now that you are a young reporter there at the Adelaide Advertiser, this will be, mate, this is one of the biggest stories to hit South Australia in a long time. So get out there and break some big stories, and we'll read all about it on news.com.au.
I'll see what I can do. Thanks.
Good man, Caleb Bond, who's been a friend of the program for some time, a young bloke who is a political commentator known as the youngest political commentator in Australia, but he recently took up a job as a reporter with the Adelaide Advertiser, and I stay in contact with Caleb quite a bit, so I'm familiar with what he's been up to. He's only started there recently in the Adelaide newsroom, and this will be the biggest story that Adelaide's seen in a long, long time, the entire state without power.